Always got you covered right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell as we continue to guide you through the fastest 2 hours in radio, going one-on-one, talking some NBA with our guy, Motez Bashar, a sports author, CNN World Sports contributor. Motez, reach out to our audience across the nation where they can check out some of your work online.
Thanks a lot. So on my blog, The Frugal Fan, I post a lot of the articles I write and some other musings of mine from the world of sports. Also, you can check me out on Twitter, at The Frugal Fan.
Okay, so in our first segment, we hit on the Dallas Mavericks. We talked about the San Antonio Spurs, but right here in our backyard in Houston, we've got the Rockets. The big trade that goes down, they trade for Ty Lawson, and now they've got that extra shooter. You look at James Harden, Patrick Beverley. You've got to be really excited about their backcourt and what they're going to be able to do.
I'm excited, but, you know, the Rockets, I don't know what it is. They always have a way of disappointing in the end, and I'd love to see Dwight Howard play a little bit more of a role on that team. I don't know what's going on there, but he seems to be a little bit, it's hard to believe, but he is a little bit the forgotten man at the moment, and Dwight Howard is no slouch. He's probably, you know, the number one or number two center in the league still, but the league stylistically has moved away from dominant big men.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also, like a few other guys, including the aforementioned DeAndre Jordan, is now a liability on the free throw line during the playoffs. So his crunch time minutes are cut. A completely different topic. I'd like to see that rule changed, by the way, because I think it's very ugly for the game. But, you know, back to the issue at hand with Houston. I still think they haven't proven anything. They look pretty weak in the playoffs against Golden State. And I'd like to see the balance of scoring distributed a little bit better on that team.
You know, speaking of balance, what is your view of the Western Conference? It continues to be so intimidating, and it's going to be a dogfight. I mean, it's going to be very interesting to see how things play out, because several of those top-tier teams, they just seem to get better in the offseason. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the West has been strong for a very long time, but the balance keeps shifting towards the West. We mentioned the Grizzlies a little bit. They were so close to beating Golden State. They had them on the ropes. Tony Allen got hurt, and I think that destroyed their chances. But also Mike Conley suffered a pretty bad blow himself, still came back to play courageously, but it wasn't enough. I think they are the one team I can see that defensively can challenge Golden State step mm-hmm. for step, and offensively can also do some damage as well. They got Matt Barnes from the Clippers, who played pretty well in the playoffs last year. He played great against San Antonio. He folded a little bit against Golden State, but it'd be nice to see how they can do when they're completely healthy in the playoffs.
Well, and of course they got Gasol back, and I think signing the addition of Brandon Wright, I think that's going to be huge too, Motez.
I think so. He can give them some solid minutes as in the forward spot. And they're a pretty solid bunch. They always kind of seem to go pretty far in the playoffs, and then something happens to them. But they're not they don't have a lot of glamour, that team or that city. It's I think it's been described as like a lunch bucket kind of city, and mm-hmm. and that's kind of how the team plays. And I'm interested to see how they do this year.
You know, before we head out to the Eastern Conference, give me a quick hit on your view of the Oklahoma City Thunder. I mean, gosh, if KD, he gets back 100%, they got Russell, they got Serge, and it seems like they've been very strategic and made some savvy moves in the offseason, and of course, retaining Enes Kanter.
It's amazing. A lot of the prognosticators thought that that it's just only a matter of time before KD and Russell, you know, jump ship and go to someplace glamorous, like maybe the Lakers or the Heat. But they seem to still want to play together. Going into the beginning of last season, they looked like one of the favorites until the injuries happened. Obviously, Russell Westbrook played out of his mind towards the end. He was scoring 40 points a game. He was getting triple-doubles, like, you know, he was doing it for a hobby. But I'd like to see him play in more of a team atmosphere now, now that he's got Durant back. And, boy, oh, boy, yeah, they're almost a forgotten team now. I think they are probably not a favorite. I don't see them making the finals, but I see them perhaps making the conference finals and, you know, doing some damage along the way.
We are quickly running out of time. Motez Bashara, sports author, CNN World Sports contributor. Hey, he is a regular guest right here at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Always enjoy catching up with him. But let's talk about the Eastern Conference. Now, I want to get your thoughts on the New York Knicks, because let's remind our audience, they're coming off the worst season in franchise history. Grade their offseason and their rebuilding efforts.
I have to say, well, let's start with Porzingis, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like many people, I hadn't really heard of him until about a day or two before the draft, when there were rumblings that they were actually going to take him. I thought this might be a huge mistake. I had visions of Sean Bradley come back into my mind as a very high pick.
Uh-huh.
He's not Sean Bradley, though.
Right.
I have seen some footage of him in the summer league, and I have to say he looks impressive. He moves really well. He's got a beautiful shooting touch. He does need to bulk up. I would hope that they're not going to bulk him up too much, because he might lose some of his fluidity. But he can play defense. He can certainly play offense. And I'd like to see him, you know, with a year or two under his belt with the Knicks and see what kind of a player he becomes. This is the thing about the Knicks. They are going to be bad, I think, for at least a couple more seasons. But if you're going to be bad, at least be fun to watch. And this kid, I have to say, it is pretty fun watching him and seeing what he can do out there on the court. As a kid who's like 7'2", I think he's only about 18 or 19 years old.
Yeah, he's 19, 7'3", 19.
Yeah, he has played professionally in Spain for a few years, so he's got some experience under his belt, unlike a lot of these freshmen coming in who've only played, you know, 15, 20 games in college, and they're getting picked in one of the top spots. Aside from him, I think Phil Jackson has done a pretty poor job so far this offseason. You know, the only guys they've really signed are Robin Lopez and Aaron Aflalo, and those two are not setting the world on fire. You know, they've still got Melo, but they don't really have a whole lot aside from Melo, and he's not the greatest team player in the world. So they still look like really one of the worst teams in the league, I have to say. They've got to shake things up. They still do have cap room.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not quite sure what they've got under their belt, but I'm sure they're planning something.
Well, Knicks fans, they didn't get exactly what they want with the acquisitions, but just quickly, as we're running out of time, Motez, how much of a turnaround can Knicks fans realistically anticipate?
Maybe 10 more games so far. So I think they won 17, maybe. You know, they're going to win sort of in the mid-20s, high 20s. They are not a playoff team. They're nowhere near a playoff team.
Okay, Motez Bashara has been joining us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Check out his work. He is a sports author, CNN World Sports contributor, always a regular guest right here at the Big East Sports Show in YSR. Thank you so much, Motez. It's good to hear your voice.
It's always a pleasure. We never have enough time, but it's always great fun.
Much more NBA talk coming your way right here at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. You stay close and join us online at Twitter, @eRadioSports. We will be right back with much, much more.